Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, and I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. Our good friend Beverly N. Menebel is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Beverly is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the top communication expert in our Brain Trust. She is the author of Talk Is Not Cheap, and she her own company helps her clients. Helps corporations, companies, small businesses, large businesses like yours and mine, helps them put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And she helps us do that when she joins us on the show. Beverly N. Menebel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm delighted to be here.
Are you still associated with NABO?
Well, I am. I represent NABO. I'm serving a 3-year federal term on the National Women's Business Council.
Right.
And on September the 10th and 11th, we were up there celebrating the 20-year anniversary
right.
of Public Law H.R. 5050.
Yeah. I had Terry Neese on the show with Whip and that week, and you guys had a big celebration. And that's NABO, by the way, National Association of Women Business Owners. But that's just one of the many organizations that support women business ownership. And Beverly is very much involved in those groups, and we appreciate your service to those groups, Beverly.
Thank you. And speaking of appreciation, a little bird told me that you have won the most prestigious award from the Association of Small Business Development Centers. And I want to say, as part of your Brain Trust, that they could not have picked a better person that helps small business. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. That was about 3 weeks ago, I guess, when we were in Chicago at the ASBDC conference. They surprised me with the little plaque and a little mention, and that was nice.
It was also well-deserved. Thank you.
Well,
when I think about how much you do for business owners through your radio show, through your network, through your Ask Jim, it's fabulous. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, the SBDC, Small Business Development Centers, Beverly, I don't have to tell you what a great resource they are for small business owners across the country.
Indeed.
And they're real professionals. Every one of them I know, and I know a bunch of them, every one of them are so smart and so educated. They could all go get a better job tomorrow if they wanted to, but they like serving small business owners. And so I love those guys. I love what they're doing, and to be honored to be given a little bit of a mention by them was really good stuff. Beverly, what you got on your mind today?
Well, you know, I don't know about the people who are listening, but when everything started happening last week, it just brought
all the turmoil on Wall Street.
Yes, it just brought, you know, for business owners, it brought to the forefront, you know, the economic times that we're going through. And so I spent some time last week in deep thought thinking about, okay, what do I do as a small business owner? I've been in business for 27 years. I've never quite seen it like this. What do I do?
Oh, this is unprecedented, what's happening right now.
Yes, yes. And I'm out there talking. I'm some of my clients who are in very high positions in the Fortune 100 companies, they're telling me over the phone, I'm scared. I'm my car is old, but I don't want to buy a new car right now. I mean, this is, you know, I think we need to think about what we each can do to help this economy. And I heard both presidential candidates on September the 11th. I had just gotten back from Washington that night. They were on a channel, a public television channel interview. It was about community service, and both of them said that for community leaders and business leaders to step out to volunteer, to lead in our own communities and not to wait for the federal government
right.
to help us. And so that's part of my mission.
They're so busy helping Wall Street, they don't have, you know, they won't be able to help us for a little while. They'll have to keep focusing on the guys in Wall Street, won't they?
Well, because it's so broken. You're right. I mean,
well, yeah, pardon me if I sound a little sarcastic, ladies and gentlemen, but that sarcasm was intentional, not accidental.
Right.
So I've been a Wall Street antagonist for some time now. Not, you know, they do a lot of good things up there, but there's a lot of stuff that they've done that's hurt all of us. And I'm not against the government helping out, stepping in and doing certain things if they must do it. I mean, you know, if you have a child that you've told not to go near the water or not to go near the street 100 times and they still go and almost get run over and or whatever, almost drown, you still go and you try to help them. You know, so that's where the government is right now. And because it's, otherwise if they don't, something worse is going to happen to our economy. But I hope that the people who have created the challenges that we have right now, Beverly, my one prayer is that they are punished to the maximum.
Exactly. I was going to say, yes, you go and rescue that child, but you don't give them an ice cream cone.
That's exactly right.
For almost running in the street the 20th time.
That's right.
So I'm in agreement. So I heard that message on September the 11th, and it hit me very strongly. But then, you know, the events that happened, you know, early part of the week, I mean, it threw me. I mean, it almost, for the first time, Jim, in 27 years, I was almost getting afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, Beverly, you can't do this. What skills do you have? What can you do? Well, I was speaking at our Rotary Club here in Chattanooga last Wednesday, and I was going to be talking about listening. And I walked in, and I said, I've changed my mind. And so I gave this rousing speech about how we had a responsibility to lead and to fix what we can fix in our own companies, in our own communities. And one thing that I think we can do, we all have relationships. And when times get tough, it's the relationships that are so incredibly important. And so I know Friday one of my clients was leaving. And as he was going out the door, he said, oh, Beverly, I meant to tell you, and I want to thank you for that card you sent me. And I said, oh, you're welcome. I had sent so many cards out, I hadn't remembered who I'd sent the card to.
Or when you'd sent it.
But it was a handwritten card.
Yeah, yeah. And that meant something to him.
It did.
And that was the solidification of a relationship.
Yes.
Just because you took a few extra seconds and a little extra time and 39-cent stamp and mailed it to him.
A forever stamp.
Oh, yeah, one of those 41 centers. Stand by, Beverly. Quick break. Told you we'd have a good time when Beverly and Manebel joined us. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Jim. Biz. I hope you'll check those out too. Beverly's all over both of those websites. Beverly, we're talking about this relationship thing that you were mentioning a minute ago. This is the second hour in a row I've gotten the opportunity to mention a quote from Dave Longaberger. You know about Longaberger baskets.
I know Tammy very well. Yes.
Yeah. Well, Tammy, in the book that she wrote about her dad,
mm-hmm.
she quoted him. Now, this is a guy who was learning disabled. He was he had dyslexia, he had he had some challenges, and almost didn't get out of high school. He was 21 when he graduated from high school. This guy built an $800 million basket company before he died. But he told Tammy, your friend Tammy, he said, your success in life will ultimately depend upon the relationships that you build. Dave Longaberger, ladies and gentlemen. What a great comment. And I probably quote him 2 or 3 times a month on that. Isn't that a great comment?
It is. Great lesson. And I'm fully in agreement with it.
Well, when you see Tammy, you tell her I'm still talking about her dad.
I will do that. She is a fabulous human being as well.
Yep.
One of the most
she's learned how to do what we're talking about, hasn't she?
She certainly
from her
has.
Dad.
She
yeah.
makes you feel like you're her best friend when you're around her. She's just
yeah.
fabulous. Just
so
fabulous.
how do we all claim some of that for ourselves?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, one thing we all can do this week is just jot down, just brainstorm, who are the people you have relationships with and how can you connect with them? You know, can you send them a card? Can you give them a call?
What if you called them and said, hey, John, I just wanted you to know, you know, no big deal. I just wanted to know I was thinking about you. What can I do for you?
You know, that I want to tell your audience, I'm sorry, this is my day to brag on you. Audience, I want you to know that every time I've been on Jim's show, and that's been since 1999, that at the end when we're done and you all are listening to a music or an advertisement, he says to me, what can I do for you? And I can tell that the way that you say it, you really mean it. And most of the time I say, oh, I'm doing okay, but there's been a couple times, haven't there, where I've said, well, Jim, I really need, and I've said something, and he's and your voice come through. So,
oh, shucks.
That sincerity. But, no, that's what we're talking about, that sincerity of saying, what can I do for you? Is there something
some people, though, for some reason, have a hard time doing that because they still haven't gotten the thing that that Ivan Meisner calls giver's gain. They still haven't gotten to that point yet. Mm-hmm. It takes patience, doesn't it? You have to be patient. You have to be willing. You know, again, I'm quoting Ecclesiastes now. You have to be willing to cast your bread upon the water and wait for it to come back to you, don't you?
It does require patience, and I think it also requires that there not be some big expectation. This isn't Christmas.
Right,
right. When you ask somebody, what can I do for you? They're not going to say, oh, thank you, and give you something to do that's going to instantly build a relationship. They may, like I often say, oh, well, no, thanks, you know, I'm okay. But it's the consistency. I just got through reading Tony Dungy's book, Quiet Strength.
Right.
Now, granted, I'm a big football fan, but it's
oh,
really
the the coach, the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts.
Yes, and I, you know, it's so much more than football. And the one thing that I took away from that, other than he's a man of faith, mm-hmm. is that consistency. Do what you do well and keep doing it. Don't switch. Don't try to be like somebody else. Do what you do and do it consistently. And those are the people that we need to be reaching out to. And so however it is that you might communicate, I'm going to get up and talk to a room full of people. I'm going to hand write a note. That doesn't mean that has to be your way to do it. But there is a way for you to build those relationships and connect with people.
If you can do what you're talking about, Beverly, and you can be patient about it, that's how you create your own serendipity, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Because 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years later, something good's going to happen to you, and you're going to look around, you're going to say, wow, where'd that come from? And somebody's going to be waving at you who just delivered that good news, and you're either going to realize or they're going to remind you, you know what? You did something nice for me one time.
That's right.
That's how serendipity happens, isn't it?
It is. It is. And for those of you maybe that aren't, you know, you're not comfortable approaching people and speaking, well, the first thing I would say is you need to get some help with that. I can help you.
Yeah.
In fact, you need to get over that if you're
right.
going to be in business. But you can, you know, if you feel more comfortable writing, that's something else you can do.
Or just doing. You know, you don't have to, you know, sometimes you can do things for people you don't have to even say anything. Just pick it up. Just mm-hmm. open the door. Just hand them something. Just move something. Just do it.
You know, I love that commercial, and I don't remember who does it because
Nike.
I'm having such a good time watching the commercial, People Helping People.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah. Well, and they're helping him in advance. They're paying it forward, aren't they?
Yes.
Beverly, thank you. Someone who pays it forward all the time, folks. Beverly Inman Ebel, our good friend. She'll be back, I promise. Thanks, Beverly. See you next time.
Thank you.
Quick break, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Mama, it's great.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.